Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello and welcome back to the Mission Accepted podcast. I hope you missed us because we missed you. This has been an incredible time. You put the word out and you said you wanted to see and hear, and we have had such an incredible variety of speakers. And I know that you're appreciating it because you are like the best, I don't know, you're radiating. You are, you know, have you ever heard someone say that you've got a good energy, that there's good vibe going on the show? Well, you are the best. And I, you know, it's kind of hard to say that because Michelle's got a pretty good crew herself, but you are the best podcast listeners ever. Because you know what? You tell us what you want. You share the shows. You're active. We see it. We appreciate it. And we're having a good time. And I know that you over there are getting value. We're having fun. That's what this is all about. And I have another Canadian in the house. She's incredible. Her name is Michelle Abraham, right? And she is from Vancouver, Canada. As you can see, if you are watching, she's got a beautiful view. So she's in some beautiful countryside. We were joking pre-show that she's a little off the grid. This incredible woman who's made this big transformation in her life. She's doing her thing, just walked through an identity crisis, left a 7-figure business to serve. And we're going to find out serve what, serve how, serve who today. We had a conversation and we thought that we would talk about different things about work. We talk about different things about our entrepreneur journey and things that I think that you're going to be really interested in hearing. Those conversations that happen in the kitchen, those ones when you're like, okay, you know what? I'm an entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur. So what do you do with this? Those sidebar conversations that you don't necessarily hear on stage. We're going to dig into those a little bit. Anyways, Miss Michelle Abraham, welcome to Mission Accepted.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Deb, for having me. I'm so jazzed about this. And I can't wait to have you on my show too, coming up. So this is so exciting. I'm glad we get to chat and it gets to be recorded. And oh my gosh, I just am so excited for your listeners. They sound amazing.
They are amazing. And here's the thing. You guys know that I tell you that you're vibing high or doing whatever based on who our speaker is. And when I told you that we were talking pre-show and that we're excited to have Michelle in the house, not only because of her own entrepreneurial journey, but I get to introduce her. Her company is High Vibe Leaders. So that's really cool. And she's going to tell you about a show that she's launching. So let's kind of get into it a little bit. I kind of introduced you as this entrepreneur that's just made this huge jump. And we were sharing earlier about like being in alignment. And when you were talking about coming through this identity crisis, you must have had to come to a place where you yourself had to be aligning with yourself. There had to have been some reason why you did that. And then how can we stay aligned? What is being aligned in our business? How is it that, you know, because when I hear that, I think when you're in alignment, are you attracting the right people? Like, it's a word. What does it mean? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And it's a really well used word right now. Mm-hmm. And so I want to bring it back to a time where my brother and I were, we had a podcast agency. We have a podcast agency called Amplify You. And I remember how you were talking about who do we want to work with in Amplify You. And the conversation we had, we're like, well, we want to be like the Hay House of podcasting. And for people who don't know Hay House is an amazing book publisher that has all these inspirational, transformational leaders. And, you know, we put that out to the universe and we really wanted to start serving those kind of people, you know, and those seem to be our people. The next thing we know, who walks through the door but this wonderful woman named Karen Kenny. She's from Boston. She has this incredible, wicked Boston accent. She's awesome. First person on our show, Marianne Williamson. And if you don't know Marianne Williamson, she's one of the top authors from the Hay House. And I just like, yes, that is what we want to do. We're in such alignment, like with who we serve and who we wanted to work with. And so working with these high vibe leaders over the last few years and helping them get their voice out through podcasting has been amazing for us. And I absolutely love working with those people. And it sounds like your audience are very much those kind of people too. So we had this calling to serve these people. So mission accepted, we took it, we ran with it, is amazing. Meanwhile, I was building a business model that just became very heavy for me as a visionary leader, as a high vibe leader. It felt like it had too many pieces that I wasn't aligned with, as far as like a huge team and a huge amount of stress and a huge amount of just heaviness in it. And, you know, I was in a coaching session last year with a coach, and she said, what if you just let it go? I'm like, I cannot let it go. Like, no way. This is like such a cool thing, and it's my baby. Next thing I know, the decision was to let it go, and to let it go, but give like space to it and let it free out of my control was the letting go of it. So my brother is like the best person to step up and take over. And he's done amazing things with it in the last 12 months. And it's flown without me in control of it. And it's allowed me the freedom to create high vibe leaders and work with more high vibe leaders in a bigger way.
Let's talk about that a little bit. So first of all, one of the things that I heard you say, which is really interesting, is about what you and your brother did is you got together and you said, who and what do we want this to be? Like, what was your mission? You know, I remember the first time I had that conversation with one of my coaches, I was in my 20s, and they're like, we have to create a mission statement. And it's not a vision statement. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what? And so the mission, ironically, was to encourage men and women to stand up, speak up, and show up in their business and personal lives. Now, I was in my 20s. I'm well into my fives. That's all you're going to hear. And that's as far as we're going to go. And that's a big part of the project that I do now. So 30 years later, but it's always gone through. So I really understand. And I think it's very interesting for people to step back and really ask that question. And it's one thing to ask that question. And I think a lot of people focus on, what do I want my business to produce? What I want it to make? I want to have a six-figure business. I want to have a six-figure a month business. I want to this. But once you made that decision, then what was it that allowed that decision to come in? Did you throw it into your branding? Was it a sign that you put onto the wall? Did you start reaching out to those people in that area? Like, what made that desire, that for that alignment of the kind of people you wanted to work with? What was the action steps to that?
Well, I don't think there are some of them were intentional, but some of the action that we took was, once we figured out that the who we wanted to serve, and help them get what they wanted, which was visibility and to get their voice out there in the world in the bigger way, and kind of uncover their unique genius. That was what we were noticing, is that a lot of our clients were people who had successful careers in other spaces, and then all of a sudden accepted the mission that they were like being shown in this vision of like what was more for them. And this is kind of like their second wave of business. And so without really intentionally doing this, we didn't even have a website. We were crushing multiple six figures without a website. How crazy is that in the world of like online digital marketing space? And we know what we're doing. It wasn't that we didn't know how to put together a website. We just were so busy that it was not a priority, because our high vibe leaders were inviting other high vibe leaders to work with us and inviting other high vibe leaders to work with us. And so without really even doing a lot of marketing other than just sharing my message and speaking on other people's stages, our business was flowing with the right kind of people that we were really excited to work with and totally in alignment with them. And as crazy as that sounds now that I hear that, like, not even, we used to joke and say, well, maybe we're like, we just put a code on the website, because like, you got to have the secret code to get in. And like, like that hidden bar that's around the corner that you got to knock three times to get in. And the bouncer will let you in. That's kind of how we felt. And because we were kind of, you know, not putting ourselves out there marketing wise and keeping it to like just referrals base, it was we haven't never had any problems with any of our clients. It's been such a fun and joyful experience working with them. I think there's some huge like lesson in that kind of that kind of selective marketing, I want to say.
Well, and I think that there's, it makes me think of, I was just having a conversation with this super cool woman that's doing a project similar to ours, and we're playing in each other's pond. I love that, right? So she's doing her big thing,
Absolutely.
and she barely has time to talk to me, and I barely have time to talk to her, and I'm in her book, and she's in mine, and we're doing all the things. And we had a very similar conversation. And not everything is the same for everybody. So before the world shifted, and when we went through that phase of not being in front of people, my marketing was trade shows. I love getting in front of people. I think it takes them past into the conversation and all the things, whatever. That's my thing. That's what I love. So I do trade shows. And by doing that, I had become number one out of 200,000 people that distributed this product in the multiple countries. And people would walk up to me and they'd say, imagine what you would be if you were on social media. Imagine if you did your business on social media instead of trade shows. And I would say, because I'd only done four posts on Facebook and I was number one
Love
out of
it.
200,000 people. And I'd say, but I'm number one. I'm not sure where else you want me to go. And as much as I didn't say it in an insulting way or in a joking way, but it was like, this is working. You don't have to do it by the norm. There's some people that would never go to a trade show and got to number one by doing TikTok. I don't do TikTok. And I think it's really important for us to say and have these conversations because I think one of the things, and I know you're in media, is the concern about people having to be everywhere and doing everything, and just how that can sometimes cause as many problems without solving and creating a solution. So I love that. That's great. You can, that's beautiful. I wanted to go back a little bit to when you were talking about you had this seven figure. I mean, for some people that is, and that's a dream that they can't even, bring into their consciousness is having a seven figure business, or a seven figure. And most people hope to scratch and win that. You know what I mean? So you're sitting there with your coach. What was it about having that conversation? Like you went from, I can't, I'm running this thing. And you liked it. It sounds like it was something
I
that
love it. I still love
you still love
it.
it. And so what happened in between? I love it. It's amazing. I've created it and I've let it go. Like what happened? Did you have an epiphany? Did you like take someone through that? That I think that's really juicy.
Yeah, that was a powerful piece because I went into the conversation going, heck no, like that's never gonna happen. This is my baby. I love it. But the way I was working in it, I was becoming burnt out and stressed out. I gained a lot of weight, was not taking any time for myself. I had a team that I wasn't being the best leader for. And what really it came down to, like, I am actually not the best person to lead this team. I am the best person to be out there speaking on stages and sharing my message and connecting with people in person. I love in-person events, retreats, going to places. We host cruises, like those kind of things. That's my jam. Leading a team and managing a team is not my jam. And it was very clear that I was in trying to lead from a space that was not my area of expertise. And so once I kind of figured that out, I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. And so the conversation was, well, then if not you, who can lead this team in a better way? And without like abandoning the ship here and without closing the whole business, because that was definitely part of the conversation, because if it's not in alignment with me the way it's being run right now, I love it. I love the people. I love everything about it, but it's not, it's doing more damage than good for me personally right now. And so that meant that I was out of personal alignment with it. And for me, it came down to the way I'd structured everything. And I think we were kind of drinking from a fire hose for a few years there during when the whole world was at home, everyone wanted to reach out and speak to their people by podcasting. And so it went really crazy during that time. And I feel like I built something that was not sustainable for me. And so it was a, do we close? Do we not close? Do I have someone else in mind? And that's where my brother really was the only option, the only option that is, that would really, you know, make it thrive. And yeah, so I just feel really grateful that he agreed to it. And I was able to then step away and kind of refigure out what my next step is. And my, it's funny because a lot of our clients has just come through that whole next iteration of their mission, I want to say. And that's usually when they're launching the podcast. And so it's really cool to be able to be on the other side of that. What am I meant to be doing? And what's my next mission? And what am I looking at, you know, bringing to the world in a bigger way that is like an extension? And it went through like, do I need to cut off that? I went through cutting off that piece of me for a little while. Like, no, I don't do podcasts anymore. Talk to Brayden. To like, no, I still love podcasting. I still talk about it. I still love helping people, you know, amplify their voice. And so now I'm just at that, you know, I've gone across that bridge. And now looking back, I'm like, whoa, that could have been a lot less of a crazy journey had I just like accepted that it's still a part of what I do. But I couldn't connect the two dots easily. And I think that's really the message is like, instead of having to cut one piece off and start another piece, how do we connect those two pieces so that it's just a new iteration of you? And so you don't have to completely re-identify yourself in the world. It's someone totally different, but you're still picking your lane.
So, I mean, so let's complete that conversation, but you know what? It's not, I don't even think it's, you don't know what you don't know. Sometimes you've been in something for so long that it gets more black and white than gray. And it's because either you're tired, you're burnt out, you don't know, you don't have the enthusiasm. You wanted to, you know, for you, it was like wanting to lead and you probably led and you probably led better than you thought, but it was how you felt on the inside that maybe wasn't feeling that. And then it feels like it tends to get black and white, right? It tends to get black and white. Yeah. I need to go find my next thing. It doesn't necessarily mean I need to go find my next addition or
right.
So Brandon takes over. Did you do like a formal, like let everybody know he's stepping up and, mm-hmm. and then you said that you're doing cruises or was that part of something you did before? Or was that your next step? What was your next step?
Yeah. My next step was like, okay, what do I absolutely love doing? And that's these in-person experiences and curated specifically for the people that are there. So I created a program called Aligned Adventures. So we take the entrepreneurs out from behind the screens and we go out into the world and do fun things. So we've done adventures in Costa Rica and Mexico, and we've done two cruises. We have a second cruise coming up next year called Influencers Cruise, and just going out and exploring and having fun and reconnecting in person. I think there, for me, there was a lack of that over a couple of years, mm-hmm. and getting back into that just re-energized me and made me realize that that's really the space that I like to be in, is out in the world, exploring, traveling, experiencing things and helping others kind of connect with each other. You know, relationships are the key piece to everything I've done and the success we've had. And so just going out and being able to connect with people in person has been so valuable to me. So I went out and did that and had a whole exciting thing. Brandon and I were still doing things together. And, you know, it just iterated into something that was more aligned with my excitement and genius. And I think what I'm meant to really help support people in doing. And it's really cool for me to have gone through that because I've seen our clients go through it so many times. And I really now can appreciate more about what that looks like when you're reinventing yourself and realigning yourself.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. Look, when, you know, the world of podcasting has opened up, I remember when people were like, how did you start a podcast? I'd never seen one. Mm-hmm. And I just woke up one morning and heard you need to start a podcast. Now this was before, you know, this was a while ago. And, but podcasts have really, you know, and so, you know, isn't it funny? I would not look at myself or tell myself or ask my mother. I was not the kid that always did what they were told. But for some reason, if the voice is loud enough or it comes from someone other than, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go find out about podcasting, right? I kind of went in blind. But now people are not blind and they're contacting people like yourself. And there's a currency in the world of people that help other people create podcasts. I mean, it's quite a thing. And we were talking earlier a little bit just about even business in general. Like, what's your conversation around how to stand out in a crowded space? So either you want to be a podcaster or you want to be a hairdresser or you want to be a traveler. Like, people go into industries that are crowded. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. When we were, when I started podcasting about 11 years ago, and I didn't launch my own show for about 4 years because I was so excited about helping other people launch theirs that I was like, this is great. And I became a listener when my son was born, and I was an entrepreneur before. And then I found myself at home as a new mom and going, wow, like I'm kind of bored. I love being a new mom, but my brain is like going crazy. So let's flip on this purple thing that's on my TV and listen to something. And it happened to be The Eventual Millionaire by Jamie Tardy. And she, I think her podcast is still out there and it's amazing, but it was all these stories of these people that like had these amazing business ideas, like UGG boots, you know, how did he start that company? So I got hooked on listening to these amazing stories, and I was like, this is incredible. So I had a co-working space and I wanted to invite people to come learn about podcasts and couldn't find any experts in around the area, except for one or two people. And I would bring them in and we started learning about podcasting. One of the things that we learned over the course of kind of learning about podcasting, but also seeing how podcasting is unveiling in the world. Back when I first started, I'd ask my mom friends, what podcasts do you guys listen to? And they'd look at me with this like crazy face, like, what the heck is a podcast? Like, I've never like, never heard of that. And I'm like, how do you not know? This is like on my TV, it's on my car, it's in my, on my phone. I'm like, this thing is going to be something some at some point, but right now nobody knows what it is. And now like, the statistic is like 9 out of 10 homes in the world have listen to a podcast in the last 7 days, which is crazy. So how are I've noticed that the evolution of the podcasters, people who want to get their message out there through podcasting, it's become more of a, it's a crowded place out there. There's not enough room for me. There's too many shows out there. There's 3.3 million shows out there right now. But actually, there's actually only 200,000 shows that are currently publishing on a regular basis. So that's a lot different statistic than what people think. And what's kind of what's something that we've kind of helped our clients kind of figure out is like, what is your success when it comes to podcasting? Because the analytics are not there. iTunes says one thing, Spotify says something else, Listen Notes says something else. So it's very confusing. And so really the main thing is, in order to stand out in the crowd, first you have to figure out what your definition of success is for you. And so as we created our shows and we've seen some of our clients who have had massive success in their show, there's a couple of things they've done. One is they've positioned the show so it's constantly in the right place where they can like talk to the right people who are going to build relationships with them in their business, either potential joint venture partners, collaborators, or people who are going to become customers at some point. So your podcast is part of your podcast ecosystem, your business, and it flows nicely. Like, I will never stop podcasting because of what it, the doors it opens. I've created multiple six-figure programs and events from meeting people on my podcast. That is amazing. But that's one of the ways that you can stand out in a crowded space by having a show that's totally aligned with you and you're constantly talking to the right people. And for a lot of our customers, they don't really, doesn't really matter how many listeners they have. It's about the conversations they're having with the people that are right there in front of them. On the other hand, we really do want to grow an audience of amazing listeners like your listeners here who, you know, give us that feedback and are interactive with us. And how how we've kind of figured out there's a difference between being an expert, showing up and sharing all your knowledge about something. You're going to burn out and run out of episodes about 20 episodes in, which is why 99.9% of podcasts stop after 20 episodes. And I think, I think 20 episodes is what you need to get that clarity around your messaging. Be like, oh, I thought I was talking about dogs and cats, but really after 20 episodes, I really only talk about dogs. So let's just go with dogs. So there's this like reiteration that happens around realignment that happens around 20 episodes. And then leading from a place like, hey, I'm going on this journey. Come along with me. Like, let's explore what it's all about. We're going to meet some cool people. I'm going to introduce you to some amazing people, but let's learn together. And I only need to be a couple steps ahead of our listeners. So that's kind of the standing out in a crowded space, long answer, but like, there's a couple of things that kind of play into that, that I think makes the difference between a show that does okay and a show that is like amazing. You love it, your audience likes it, and you can do it for a long time.
That's really, I thank you so much. Statistics are always helpful for people. And we've seen that in podcasting a lot. You know, the majority of people that make it to their 100th show is very little, or they run out of steam, or they don't, you know, they think it's going to monetize right away, or they look at all of the titles and they're like, how am I going to stand out? What should I do? I'm tempted to ask you a question, which we hear often when we're talking about media. And I don't know what you do or your decision on it, but maybe I'm sure you've had that question as well, is do you feel, what is your opinion on people doing solo podcasts or guests, kind of like how we're hanging today, right? There's people that just like to do solo, some that predominantly we've been mostly guests, and people are like, you should do some solo stuff. And I'm like, I do lots of solo stuff. It's called staging. But what's your opinion on that? And is there different statistics for that? Are people more apt to listen to solo shows? Like, what's going on there?
That's a really good question, because I think it's changed a little bit over time. I mean, I love interview shows. They're my favorite thing to do. They're also the easiest thing to do, because you can have this amazing conversation with someone else. I find it harder to do a solo episode, but we came up with this like four or five episode kind of combination of things that need to happen, because I've started multiple shows, and a couple of mistakes that I made, and I've seen a few other people do this too, is that you don't have that audience relationship. When you start off a show and you just start interviewing other people, they don't really get to know you first. They don't know what you're about. They don't know your framework. They don't really know anything about you. So then every person you bring on, they're off going following that person instead of coming back to you. So there's a couple of things that we've done to kind of like help people still have those podcasts with other guests, but also have some solo time for your audience to really get to know you. So I think the combination of both is really important, but the first five episodes for sure should be you, well, four in the trailer. And then after that, I would say sprinkle in some of your own episodes, but how you can really do, and I think you do an amazing job of this, how you can really bring your guests into your world instead of just offering your guests the pedestal and there's no like relaying it back to your stuff and relaying it back to your business and your genius as well. So we like to kind of integrate our guests into a framework where we open up the show, just kind of like you did this today, like an amazing way. You let them know how they're doing and talk to the audience. Then you bring the guests in, the guest goes, and then you sum it all up and have a great time. And you can do an extension of that where the next episode, maybe you go back and talk about some of the things that the guest talked about and bring it back. Tom Bilyeu from Impact Theory does a great job at this. I think he does like three episodes after every guest episode, just reiterating what the guest said. So I think integrating the guests into your world in a better way. And then the other thing we do is, instead of sending a free gift over with the guest, we send all of our guests to a vault where we keep all of the gifts together, so that now our guests are, our listeners are coming into our vault, and our guest information is there and they can follow up with them, but it's in our vault still, instead of sending them to everywhere else on the internet. So we want our listeners to come back to listening with us, building a relationship with us as the host. So I think that's kind of how we've satisfied that kind of guesting and solo without having to be one or the other, in a way that I think it sandwiches everything together, and it makes it a really nice recipe, I think, for listenership, relationship building, and also guest relationship building.
No, thank you so much. I mean, it's I think that's interesting from a philosophy in many businesses, right? But particularly in podcasting, it's very, because we're not in the same room. You know, we're not in that state. We're not in the studio coming to, I've had lots of people like, come when you come back to LA, let's go to the studio. Everyone in LA has got a podcast studio, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Studio. Or, you know, people compare everybody to Rogan and the numbers that Rogan has and the interaction that he has and all that good stuff. But I think because he really reveals himself, he feeds back in comments, like, you know, where he stands on every issue. And
yeah.
Glenn that either banter his issue or align with his issue. And they have that, you know, they, it's almost like when you watch his show, there's two people, like, you know what I mean? His guests are, he is his own guest. I think that's what makes it really, really interesting. Can we go back to something that you talked about? And I know that we're getting close to time and I want to dig in a little bit and share about, you know, your new journey, because I absolutely love high vibes. I think what a great term, what a great term. And you talked a little bit about that earlier about how you'd made that on set and those, you know, Hay House. And for those that don't know Hay House, really the publications that they take to market are very much based around people that play in the world of energy, for sure, right? They did a lot of groundbreaking work. But when you talk about how do you define success, I'm going to dig a little more into that before we wrap up, because, you know, you've talked about people that, you know, you've gone from seven figures. We've talked about building six figures. We've talked about augmenting. We've talked about going on cruises. And there's people like, I'd love to go on a cruise. And that brings up for people a dollar sign. Right. Mm-hmm. And when people talk about success, they tend to go, am I successful by the dollar? Am I, you know, you've talked a bit about alignment, but is there anything else in terms of someone really having success? Because I think that that truly is fair, that people feel successful by having, you know, more money left at the end of the month. You know, there's a lot of times in business, you have more month left at the end of the money. And, you know, people's aspiration for that to turn around. And when is it going to flip? And when is, you know, when is my marketing going to work for me? When is it going to be that I have some freedom in my business? Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because it sounds like just our conversation today and me having a chat with you before, that you've had some journey, right? And you've had some success and you've made some decisions. And
yeah, you know, one of the things that really was highlighted for me in this transition for myself was seeing a lot of people purchasing programs and services from other coaches. And it's like, this is what you have to do it this way in order to be successful. And when you don't do it this way and you get frustrated, you're not successful. And I wanted to help change that conversation to what, first of all, what is success for me? Is it meaning that I have that I have to do 5-day challenges or webinars, or I have to do podcasting? That might not be my success. And I think when it's not in alignment with what I feel like it's easy to do and fun to do, then it's not going to work. And so first questioning what's in alignment and what is something that I'd love to do, something that's fun in a way that I want to grow my business. Definitely going out and being in person and meeting people at masterminds and joining other communities and speaking on stages is not how everyone wants to grow their business, but I prefer doing that than Instagram. So that's what was in alignment for me. So that's how I grew my business, was through relationships in that way. So high vibe leaders, we really want to lead on purpose and thrive in prosperity. So we want to be on purpose and prosperous at the same time. And so through focusing on our revenue, our relationships, and our realignment, we're really going to get to that place where we are living the most amazing life. Things are flowing. It feels easy. It feels fun. It feels in alignment. And then that is the success that I'm looking for, and defining what that looks like to me. It is a full bank account, but it is also a satisfaction in life and a satisfaction in fun and just enjoying it. And that joy piece is huge. And when I was at that transition place with Amplify You, it wasn't joyful anymore. The way I was operating, the business and the people were amazing, but the way I was operating in it, I created, it was a heaviness and it wasn't fun anymore. So it was out of alignment for me. So having that room to rediscover what was in alignment, I did come back to podcasting and I did come back to helping people get their voices out in the world, but in a different kind of container that was more in alignment with the way I like to operate.
Wow. Thank you so much. It's been incredible. I love having these conversations where there isn't necessarily a set topic other than serving, right? And talking to people. I mean, our audience are people that are looking to take the mission. that actually just simply enjoy conversations or listening to conversations about other people taking the mission, and they take it in other areas. And then we have a large part of our audience of people that are self-funding. And it's really interesting, you know, it's about, you know, we all know taking the mission, and that takes a certain amount of jump, but then to stay flying and just learning from other people, which, you know, you talked about how many people are listening. I think that we are always hungry for good, solid information, confirming information, things that we can take gemstones from. And certainly I enjoyed our conversation today. So let's leave off a little bit. I'm going to share with our audience some cool stuff we got going on. I'm going to ask you a completely different question and a whole other aspect, but what is it that you got going on right now? So I want to give our audience an opportunity to come play, right? I mean, you said cruise. I was like, So yeah. What is it that you got going on that people can play with right now? And what is High Vibe Leaders? Is it a conversation? Is it an application? Is it a podcast show? Like, tell us what you got going on, my friend.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. This has been amazing. You just bring out some great conversations. I've been listening to your podcast, and the conversations are so important that you're having with your guests. And I really appreciate that you're doing that and in such a great space, and just having that message of like accepting your mission and like going for it. And you mentioned taking that jump, and you know, I'm one of those people who have taken a jump and built a plane as I land, and it's worked for me. That might not be how everyone works, but it really is great. So one of the things that we are doing right now with High Vibe Leaders, launching a podcast network coming up very soon. So we have a group of people that are going to be our hosts on some of the amazing podcasts, just so that we can, you know, spread that high vibe leadership into the world and that realignment with peace with everyone. So I'm excited about that. And then if you want to get out from behind the computer screen and come join us, we are going on the Influencers Cruise coming up in the new year. And super fun. I just love traveling. I love adventures. I love having fun with other people who are like-minded, so we can get some business done while we're out there having fun at the same time and traveling the world and going on cool adventures.
Awesome. Well, look, we're going to bump our show up for you because but you've got something going on in the new year, which is very close to the time that we shoot. So we're going to make sure that our incredible production team, who loves and adores you already, happens to be listening to the show right now, pulling out all the drops that you've said in these great show notes. We're going to bump you up so that people have that opportunity. But of course, it'll be in the show notes. And look, my audience can reach out to me, and we know who you are. So if people want to start thinking about cruising, what a great way to vacay, right? What a great way to vacay. It's a whole different, you know, people love to go on vacation and they love to meet new people, but wouldn't it be cool to be meeting new people that are attracted to the word high vibe, right? Mm-hmm. That's super cool. I always love when I go on a holiday, Michelle, I'm like, ooh, particularly because I do a lot of travel for work. And I'm like, I wonder who I'm going to be sitting beside. Do you know what
right?
I mean?
Yeah.
The universe is going to plank beside me, you know?
Exactly.
So there it is. I want to share with our audience before I ask this final question. You know that, well, I hope you know, you're part of our crew. If you don't know by now that the 262 project is going strong, we have just made an announcement that we are on our way to the Oscars. And with this beautiful project of a book and a summit, we just finished the summit. We have the International Women's Day Summit coming up. And even though that is March 7th and 8th, that is not far. We are 25% filled on speakers already. We have two incredible opening speakers, an incredible woman from Sudan who's been doing documentaries on women soldiers in Sudan, and another incredible 5 Emmy Award winner. Women who has been doing some really beautiful work in the world of social conscious. We're excited about that. If you'd like to come be on the show like Michelle is today, if you'd like to share in the summit, we'd love to have you, as well as the announcement went out. So if you didn't hear that show, is that we made a decision. We made a decision when we took this book to launch that we would leave 50 spots available for when we came back from the Emmys. And so we have probably about 40 spots left. So if you would still like to be a part of the Mission Accepted book, and be hand gifted at the ceremonies for the gifting lounge for the Oscars and the upcoming Emmys next September. We'd love to have you. At that point, the book will be closed. And the women that have been holding the pages for you have been incredible women in history that have been on the other side of the tulips for 100 years, but you need to know who they are. So we're not taking them out of the book. We're just putting them all together on one great page. So if you have a need or if you have a yearning to be seen or heard or want to stand up or speak up or put some pages together with some words on them, we're happy to support you in that process. All right. Now that you know what's going on and you got a cruise to go to, you got a book to write for, you got lots of things to do, get your list going on. I want to ask you, Michelle, one completely different question, something that I think is really important. And I think is probably, I always talk about the one of the highest vibrations in the world is music. And I think the thing I love about music the most is that it's something that everybody can agree on. Nobody doesn't like somebody else because of the type of music they listen to, even country. You know, hear people that I love everything but country, right? I was raised on country. So what is the music that you love? What's the music that you listen to? What is the music that you're other living right now? Or if you were on a way, oh, let's say you're going on a cruise and that cruise is dropping you off on a desert island and it's you and you, just you and that suitcase, that one little suitcase, that album that you put in there. What's the album that you're taking with you that you couldn't imagine not listening to for the rest of your life?
Oh my goodness. Wow, that's a really good question. I love so much music. My brother used to work as a recruiting talent for a recording company. And so he used to bring all sorts of different music around. But Jack Johnson, I think, is like my very favorite artists that I can just listen to like any of his CDs. And there's not very many artists I can listen to their whole CD. Do we even listen to CDs anymore? Sorry. That's very dating playlist.
I know. It's like, final girl, get yourself. We know what you need for Christmas. A nice record player.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Jack Johnson, I think, is the one I would take to the private island, deserted island with me.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that's good. Well, if there's a song in particular that you love, make sure you send it over and we're going to put that in the show notes. And if not, if you could listen to the whole album, so could we. Thank you so much for being a part of Mission Accepted today. Thanks for being transparent. Thanks for sharing your story. Thanks for being with us. And I'm super excited about hopping onto your Airstream as well. And until then, until we see you again, my dear audience, which is all of probably 3 or 4 days from now, be well and stay groovy.